not quite up to your lofty standards? The living quarters. You're looking rather put out. Who am I and what am I doing in your room? Well, it's my room as well. We're sharing. I'm your roommate. Oh, didn't they tell you that you would be sharing? Oh, you are just precious. What exactly did they tell you? How did they get you to betray the council? There is no splendor here. The resistance isn't. This is it. This is the reality. It's dirty, it's grotty, it's crowded, and it smells. You're lucky that you're sharing with me. Everyone else, they sleep in the dorms. 50 people in a room that should hold 10, if that. It's dire. But it's better than living under the vampires. Being free. It's all that matters. Free from the tyranny. The harsh rule of the vampires, with its civilization, technology, and fantastic indoor plumbing. Oh, you haven't seen the showers yet. I would put it off if you can. A mistake. Bit late to realize that this is a mistake. You're actually fairly lucky. You're important. You have value. You know so many secrets. Tell me, however did you rise so fast and far? You're mortal. Really? I may be young, but I'm not fucking naive. It wasn't your talent or your charm. Vampires have little time for charm or talent or all matter of other mortal things. So, tell me. How did you get to be so very powerful? Of course you caught the eye of a vampire. Did you fuck your way to the top? You really need to let go of that civilization. Leave it at the door. You won't last very long if you don't. This is not the ivory tower. It's not clean. It's not polite. This is a real world. This is a resistance. This is humanity. Wonderful, dirty, smelly humanity. Oh, don't worry, you'll get used to it. Probably. Why aren't I sharing? Well, I'm good at my job and I'm charming. Oh, you don't believe me? I am unique. I am an aberration, an abomination, depending on who you ask. So you've heard legends of half-vampires. Vampires, yes, that's what we're called. Yes, I'm a vampire. You don't believe me? Of course you don't. They kill us. When we're born, they kill us. Because we are dangerous. We can bring people into the dark or into the light. There's something in my blood, a gift from my father. Power makes me a very good soldier. And the resistance doesn't have enough of those. Our soldiers tend to die quite easily. Something to do with vampires being really fucking good at hunting. Who knew? I have a strange sense of humor. It comes from being alone. They need me, but they don't want me here. That's why I got this room on my own. Or at least, I had this room on my own. Now I have to share it with you. Because you are the key to bringing it all down. You know all the secrets. You know about the blood banks. You know about the temples. You know their weaknesses. I know how to kill a vampire. And I'm very good at it. But you know how to kill their society. To kill that precious order that they've built up. You know where to stab to make the walls crack and the ivory tower come tumbling down. And once it does, the resistance, they have plans. We're going to surge forward, we're going to win. And then we'll be civilized. Do we know how to be civilized? Squabbling, that's all we do. They can never agree. They always come to blows. Do you know people kill people for food, for water, for warmth, for looking at them in the wrong way? Yeah, we can definitely become civilized. Did you make the right choice? I mean, turning your back on everything. You must have lived a good life. You didn't want for anything, did you? Why give it all up for this? Don't lie. Don't lie to me, don't lie to yourself. You know exactly what the resistance is. Everyone knows. We tell stories. We make it seem noble. But we all know that it's just humanity fighting against the dark. Because that's what we do, we fight. Needlessly, without cause. It's in our nature. And that's why the vampires came out of the dark. Their food was dying out. Because all we do is fight. Fuck and fight and revel in the filth. You knew what you were giving up. Did you make the right choice? This. I see doubt in your eyes. I don't blame you. It's a hard choice. But freedom, right? Freedom is everything. I mean, even if we kill ourselves, it's our choice to do so. Yeah. I used to believe that too. Be quiet. You weren't as subtle as you thought. The resistance, they are so certain that they are in the right. And therefore, they're careless. They are not civilized. They can't walk in a vampiric world without leaving tracks. Tracks that led them to you. You didn't just catch her eye, she loved you. I know she asked you to turn over and over and over again. But while you enjoyed the lifestyle, the benefits, you always look down on them. Monsters. What's that? They kill my kind. No, they don't. My mother tried to drown me. Drown me in holy water. When that didn't work, she stabbed me. You see the scar? Silver crucifix. My father saved me. And she killed him. Bled to death. Sort of ironic. They died in each other's arms. The resistance found me, realized what I was. But the scene before them, it led them down a flight of fancy. My father turned against his will, returning to the arms of the woman he loved, a child born of love. But they died. Ugh. They think they are so noble. Makes me sick. They took me in, trained me, made me into a good little soldier. But I was always different. Do you have any idea what it's like to be alone? So many people in so little space, and I'm always alone. They need me, they use me, but I'm just a tool. Soldier, shh, don't move. Don't move. I don't want to have to break your neck. I knew something was coming. I felt it in my blood. Vampiric senses. They go beyond what you can see, taste, or hear. Something in the air. There's a vampire. There's always a vampire. To kill, to slaughter. But not this time. I felt something familiar. Blood. my grandfather, in a way. And he embraced me. I waited for him to kill me. I was powerless, feeling closeness after so long. It was worth it. If I were to die in that very moment, those few seconds of warmth were worth it. But he didn't kill me. He held me. He embraced me. And he cried. For all my training, I never knew that. I never knew that vampires could cry. It's not just because we're food. That wasn't the only reason. They felt our pain. And they could see that there was only one way it would end. Extinction. War. Famine. It's human nature. We fight, we fuck, and we use every resource up. They did actually come to save us. I wish I could say that I fought. That I had to be convinced, but no. They followed the tracks to you. They wanted to see what you would do. And then the resistance came for you. They rescued you. They took you to their council. I'm just a soldier. I never had access. I never knew where their base was. But such an important asset. Oh, of course, they were going to debrief you in person. And those tracks. My grandfather followed them right to their door. And then he killed them all. All of the generals, the leaders of the resistance. He slaughtered them like the animals they were. He was cruel. Because vampires actually feel. And he could sense what I had been through. They're like us, you know. They feel everything. What now? No, they're not going to kill everyone. They don't want anyone to die. That was the whole point. They don't want anyone to die. They want humanity to continue to survive. Will you die? She loves you, and she has power. I mean, look how high you rose. Breathe easy. I promise it won't hurt. Shh. Of course you have to die. You're a traitor. She loved you and you betrayed her. For humanity. No, 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 no. You're not one of us. You're one of them. You're an animal. An animal that needs to be put down. Oh, my human side. Really appealing to my human heart for mercy to save you. Humans never showed me mercy, never showed me kindness, never showed me love. My own mother tried to murder me. But you're right. You are right. I should listen to my human side. It's not too late to embrace humanity. Come here. Yes. This will hurt. It's the human thing to do.